This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. After one wicked winter, we're warming up. Floodwaters are hopefully receding for most folks, and the frost is moving out. As we lumber out into our lawns carefully, we may find what's left behind by our dogs. Urine and your lawn don't get along. You can buy a lawn repair kit at most garden centers, or you can mix your own. After the soil has warmed up and isn't wet, you can lift out the dead grass, loosen the soil, and mix a handful of seed with a bucket of Creekside Supreme Gardener's Mix and spread it out over Fido or Fifi's spots. The best grass seed is a mix of Kentucky bluegrass with fine fescues and perennial ryegrass. Be sure to read the label for sun or shade areas. Water and mulch it to keep it moist and keep the seeds in place. Spring is the second best time to plant grass seed. I'll have more on that later in the week. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time. However, with ugly dead spots, we want to get a start as soon as possible. Once you get some grass started, it will help keep weeds at bay. With snow melt, you may discover snow mold in your lawn. Pink or gray snow mold starts in the winter with infected plant debris that's been left on the lawn. This fungus will continue to grow if the area remains wet and cold, so rake out any snow drifts you may have yet. This will help the area dry out faster. Fungi don't like it dry. Fungicides are rarely recommended, as snow molds don't generally kill a lawn. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on snow mold and what to do about it. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.